good day for us as we get back to our process of getting ready. And we love that process that we go through. Today was especially important because all the focus went right back to us. And so coaches, and we've been in the lab the last few days. We wanted to find out some things about our team that we wanted to improve upon. And that's kind of what we presented in some of the meetings today. And that's what we worked on today. So for each individual player, some things with their game. And then for us as a unit, offensively, defensively, and team, some things that we're doing well and some things we wanted to address. So it was an excellent day for the guys today. With that, I'll be glad to open up to your questions.
Coach, any concern about Robert Alford's status? You're already down your top corner with Desmond Trufant done for the season.
Yeah, no concern. Be a good time to talk on some of the injury front on that. So we'll have a few guys limited this week, and we hope for next week to have all 63 men on the roster up and active with no limitations. So we're real hopeful for that'll be the case for next week, and we'll limit a few guys this week. But then hopefully as we get into Monday, we're hopeful to have a full steam.
And who's on that list of guys that you plan to limit this week? Who do you plan to limit this
week? I won't share that with you guys this week due to not having an injury report. But we'll have a few guys limited. But like I said, hopefully for next week, we won't.
When you drafted the defensive guys, Jones, Neal, Campbell, I think the big thing was speed and being attacking. Mission accomplished with those guys?
We're certainly getting closer to that in terms of mission accomplished. The speed, the physicality, we're certainly looking for that at all times. I've been impressed, especially impressed, by the guys who play down by the line of scrimmage. That's Neal, that's Jones, the physicality and the speed that they play with. The other thing that we're pumped about for those guys, they have a real knack for the football. And so for Keanu to have, five or six forced fumbles already shows he has a mindset for the football. And That goes a long way, too. Not everyone has that, so we're trying to bring more people to have that mindset as well.
With Jones, he's had a few missed tackles this year. Is that part of his game getting better?
Yeah, for a lot of guys. And it's really about owning your leverage. We're a leverage-based tackling team, and then we try to hit that strike zone as hard as we can. So for the times that he's had a miss, that we went back, they're correctable, knowing that we didn't keep our leverage just exactly right. And then the times that he does, he can totally nail it. So usually, and if you remember back to the spring, we talked about some of the tackling where, two-man tackling, we're in together. And if we keep our leverage right, usually those yards after catch are small. And the times that they've gotten out, and it was actually good that we went through the process this week over the last six games to see where are we working, where do we need improvement on. And we worked tackling again today, right in the beginning of the practice.
And when you evaluate missed tackles, it's not just when a guy makes contact as a wrap up. You're also talking about the things about missing leverage.
Yeah, leverage. So a missed tackle might not mean where I got close to contact on you, but I didn't have the proper leverage entering into the tackle. So, that's a good. I probably have not said that to you guys in a while. But if you lose your leverage on a player, we count that as a missed tackle.
And obviously, the bye gives players a chance to heal up those that need it. But is there any disadvantage possibly to a bye in terms of maybe losing rhythm? And you guys had a nice thing going.
I don't think so. And the reason I say that is it's the work that you put in at practice. That's really where we make us. And the process for us, it's not about results. It's about your strain, your effort, all that you put into the week. So that's what we try to accomplish today. Each of them had something in their game they're trying to improve upon. And so that's what the focus was this week. At the end of the week, it kind of gives you some time to heal up, to get ready for the next one. But it's an important week for us. Even though it's a bye, it's an important one for us.
Dan, you mentioned the self-evaluation. At what point do you start to look at the three possible opponents, or have you guys already started that phase?
In two parts we do that as far as the opponents. So for the players, zero. And we wanted the players, the focus, to be 100% about them and their game, their technique, the things they're doing well, and the things that we wanted to address. For the coaches, the first part of the week was spent on us as well. And then as you get into the second part of the week, we have some potential teams that we could play. And that's where on each of the days, we go through that process so we're ready when that time comes. So for the players, no look ahead. We don't want to spend any energy on anything other than ourselves right now. But for the coaches, first part of the week on us, second part of the week we'll focus on some of the opponents.
You've seen this defense, a young defense, you want it to be dominant, I know, but are they becoming a more opportunistic defense as the season rolled on and closed?
I think the part for us defensively, I think we've made some strides since our bye week, and we had a difficult game against Philadelphia, went into a bye, and then from that spot, they all haven't been good, but it's been much improved. And that one is not major changes that took place in that, it's doing what we do better. And the communication's been better, the tackling's been better, the ball hawking for about six or eight games has been on point. So we continue to see that. It's officially, Plan D is officially ended for today. As we get going, you want to keep getting that improvement going. So we look for little challenges to keep, you know, getting it better. Can you get it to a new spot? And then there's some situations that need extra work. It might have been in third down. It might have been tackling. So that's what we try to address as well.
How much do you use that fourth quarter against the Saints as a learning tool over this week?
Yeah, we knew it's going to be a strain. And we expected a hard fight and a go down to the finish, and you need those ones. That strain, that battle, that mindset, you know, there's not a case of, okay, oh, we're in a fight. Yeah, we absolutely are. And so you kind of embrace those times when those happen to say, all right, here's our chance to go finish. And so that was an important time for us.
You start the season with this as a goal, the preseason. Now you're here. What's different for you? I mean, you wanted to get to this point for the postseason. What's different for you as head coach?
Number one, I wanted to make sure our team, we stay focused on us. And so as this week begins and we're heading into the postseason, where the focus comes right back to us. Oftentimes, the players, lots of praise or this or that. And for us, I remind them, hey, it's right back to the process of what we do to get ready to play ball. And so that's what I was most pleased about when I see them practice, how hard they work for one another. We use the word iron sharpens iron to get ready. And so we gave a lot of looks to one another today. And I felt that intent from them.
Coach, at the beginning,
yep.
What about in January? What does your team have to have?
Yeah, you definitely have to have it start, you know, heading into that way. As you get into the playoffs, even closer, even tighter. So that's what's so exciting about our guys. They spend a lot of time off the field as well as on the field in the locker room. So those things that they do off the field are just as important. But this week, it's kind of a fun focus because it goes 100% back to them. There's not an opponent to talk about. It's honestly about our improvement and getting right. So it's been a pretty fun week so far.
A real softball question, two questions. One,
got it.
Who's your pick for MVP? Second,
yeah, that's definitely a softball.
Okay. And second, assuming I know what the answer to that will be, can you elaborate a little bit on what he's, how coming back from last year and what Matt has meant to this team?
Sure. The question was, if I had a vote for MVP, it would certainly be Matt. He's had a fantastic year in lots of ways. There are so many things that don't show up on the stat sheet for all that he has done for our team. Not only on the field, but how many people he's affected on our team. He's a fantastic teammate, and that's one of the highest praises you can give to a ball player, you know, aside from all the things that he does on the field. So for as far as MVP and his performance on the field, the numbers and that type of thing speak for themselves, but we get a lot of guys involved. And for him, I think it'd be a real product of all the work that he's put in this year. He has not one time backed off of that mindset. So I know I and the rest of his teammates have a real appreciation for how hard he's worked for us.
As you look back at last year, how much of what happened last year was Matt just not having as good a year? How much of it was he and Kyle just not being on the same page?
For sure, we're better in a lot of ways. We're better with the football first. That part has totally come to life. And I thought I'd spoke about it and how important it was, but the turnover margin is not just an offensive stat, and it's not just a defensive stat, it's a team one. So although I was saying it and I wanted it to happen right overnight, that part didn't happen. And there were some things last year that our offense did really well, you know, from time possession and playing on third down. So when we came into this offseason, we added some new pieces. And Alex being at the front of that was a very big piece in terms of his communication, his leadership amongst the offensive line. We weren't going to change our, you know, our approach to how we wanted to play. Our whole team has a real clear understanding of our identity of how we play. Their relationship, Matt's relationship with his teammates, for sure the second year in, that's a big factor.
Dan, do you worry about Kyle? Obviously, he's got a busy week with his focus. Obviously, this is a bye in between.
Yeah, I totally recognize the question regarding interviews and that. Fortunately for me, I've had some experience at that, and so I can impart some of that. The one great thing about the NFL is you get to do this during a bye week where your focus and your intent isn't on somewhere else. So it's a really cool opportunity to meet some general managers, owners that you wouldn't normally do. But past that, it's not as stressful or distracting as you might think. I know it gets a lot of buzz from the outside world, but inside the walls, it's business as usual. And so I won't really speculate past that just because you know, he'll go through the process and then we'll take it from there.
How much simpler does it make it that you all have the bye as opposed to having to play this weekend for him to go through that process?
For me, it was everything. And I imagine for the guys who have the bye, it's a big difference for guys who don't. I've never experienced it the other way, but I would have not been comfortable doing that. And I'm fortunate that I didn't have to go through that way, but I would not have, I don't think I would have wanted to do that.
And you talk too much about so much about the self-reflection that you guys are doing this week.
Yep.
I mean, what do you really say about the offense? I mean, what can be really refined going into the playoffs?
Yeah,
I mean,
lots of stuff. It's the technique part of it. Mm-hmm. So for offensive line, the use of our hands in the run game and the pass game. Mm-hmm. For the receivers, we want to work releases versus certain things. There's a couple of throws, specific ones that we hit today that Matt wanted to hit. Mm-hmm. For running backs and protection, for the defensive line, it's a couple of pass rush things that we wanted to improve upon. Linebackers are leverage tackling, so those are a few. to get ready. And that's the fun part, finding spots in your game to improve upon. And when that keeps happening, you keep challenging to get better. You know, that's what keeps you engaged and going.
Last question.
Bye week is a reward for the team, but getting to the playoffs is a reward for the city. Talk about playing more football in the dome.
Yeah, man, it was for those who were at the game on Sunday, our appreciation for the fans, and they're early and loud. We felt their presence right away. So that connection between the team and the city is so appreciated, and that's why I can't wait to go on this trip with the city and understanding how important they are to our team, and hopefully how important our team is to them. And so as this brotherhood grows strong, I want them to know the fans are a big part of that.
How good is this offense? You know, I mean, you look at things from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'm sure you're glad you don't have to defend it. But how does this stack up with some of the offenses you've had to go against over the years?
Each of them have unique stuff. And through the years, I've always felt that when a offense, although there's some that can throw it really well and some that have real strength in running, but when you have balance, and that's where it gets really challenging, where the play action comes in, the keepers, and then it gives you more levels of things that you have to prepare for and get ready. So that was one of the big reasons, you know, that Kyle and I, we got connected a few years back, is knowing that that's the type of system that we wanted to attack with. So that's what makes that's one of the things that makes us, you know, difficult to defend. Past that, it's how do you feature the players within the system, and the running backs who can catch, that's a factor. You know, the receivers, how we feature them, the use of the tight ends, and then we get a lot of guys involved. So if you put too much play one spot, then we're ready to attack somewhere else. And that's been a very rewarding thing for other teammates to see, that there's a lot of guys that can step up and be counted on, and that brings you closer. And offensively, defensively, we've had a number of guys step up and play early in the year for guys like Spoon or Kamal Ishmael, who stepped up into roles and carried on. We have a lot of appreciation for them, and now it's to Jalen Collins, you know, Aldrick Robinson, guys who are taking on new roles and new things. Hooper's been that. So, you know, when you get different guys stepping up and different opportunities when they arrive, I think that's a rewarding time.